Okay, we are up to the Gemara in Daf Ches Amud Aleph. It's about the 10th wide line, maybe a bit more actually. And the last word on the line is Chosid. Says the Gemara, Al Zois Yispalel Kol Chosid Eilecho Le'eis Metzoi. Now, this is actually a pasuk in Tehillim. A pasuk in Tehillim Lamed Beis, the 32nd perek. Al zois yispalel kol chosid elecho le'eis metzoi. So the word mem tzadi aleph is pronounced metzoi. Yispalel kol chosid, everybody should daven at the time of metzoi. Now, what does that mean? So the Gemara makes a drosh over here. Omar Rav Chanina. Metzoi, we know, means to discover or to find. So he explains what the Gemara means is, Omar Rav Chanina, le'eis metzoi zu isha. It's referring to finding what? Finding a wife. Why is metzoi a reference to a wife? Says the Gemara, because the pasuk says Shenema, it's a pasuk in Mishle, Motzo Isha, Motzo Toiv. If you have you find a wife, then you found a good thing. So when it says Al Zois Yispalel Kol Chosid Eilecho Le'eis Metzoi, it's referring to a wife. You should daven that you should have a wife. Find a wife, because the pasuk refers to an isha as motza, motza isha, motza tov. Says the Gemara, b'ma'arava, in the west, meaning in Eretz Yisrael, ki nosiv inish itza, when a man married a wife, omri lei, they used to say to him, Hochi, they used to say to him as follows. Motza oi moitza. That's the question they used to ask him. Motza or moitzi? Now, what's the difference between motza or moitzi? Stemora explains. Motza is a reference to the ksiv motza isha motza toiv. A yofik ritzoin me Hashem. So, if your wife is a motzah, then that's a good thing, because motzah isha motzah toiv. But if she's a moitzah, then it's not so good, because we have a similar pasuk which uses the word moitzah, and there it says, "U'moitzah ni mar mi moves esa isha," that this woman is very bitter, worse than death. Mar mi moves. So therefore, when we ask this person, is it motza or moitzi? In other words, were you zeicha to a good wife or not such a good wife? Which I assume is a brocha, that you should be zeicha to a motza wife, a good wife. Says the Gemara, Reb Nosson Omer, le'eis metzoi, when we had this pasuk in Tehillim, it was not referring to a wife, but rather it was referring to Torah. Leis mitzoi zu toiro, shenema ki mitzoi motzo chayim. And that's referring to toiro. Reb Nachman by Yitzchak Omar, no, leis mitzoi zu misa, shenema lo moves, lomus toitzois, which is a pasuk in Tehillim, samach ches. I'm just looking at the Lashon of the exact Lashon of the Pasuk. Does anybody have the exact reference there? 68, which Pasuk?
Kaf Aleph.
Kaf Aleph, and it says there, Lamoves Titzois, right? Lamoves Titzois. You see that Moves is also referred to by the word Matzah. Okay. So, Titzois is a reference to Moves. Says the Gemara, Tane Nami Hochi. We have a Braisa. Teisha Meyois Veshloisha Mine Misa Nivru Ba'olam. There are 903 different types of deaths in the world. Shenemar, the pasuk we just quoted, Lamoves Teitzois, and Teitzois is Begematria Hochi. If you work out the Gematria of Teitzois, is exactly 903. There's two Tofs, beginning and the end, it's 800. There's a Tzadi, that's 890. There's two Vovs, that's 12, that's 902. And there's an Aleph, that's 903. So there are 903 different types of Misa in the world. Says the Gemara, HaKosha Shebekulon Askara. The worst of all of them is Askara. Askara is a type of, I think...
Diphtheria.
Yeah. Sorry?
Diphtheria.
Yeah.
Diphtheria?
Yeah. I think so.
Yes.
What's that?
That's what it says here. It's a disease that primarily infects the throat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was apparently in the days, as in the days of the Talmud, it was feared as one of the most horrible of maladies, a disease that often leads to a ghastly death. Mm-hmm. According to Rashi, the throat becomes constricted and the patient can slowly strangle to death. Mm-hmm. Not nice.
No. Says the Gemara. So the worst is Askara. Nicha Shebekulon is Nashika. The most pleasant, if that's the right word to say it, is a kiss Makadosh Baruch Hu, when a person just slips out of this world. Askara Damaya. Askara Damya. Askra is similar to what? Kechizra begavava de amra de la achoire nashra, which is translated, it's like a thorn. If you have a whole bundle of wool, which is pulled out backwards. So try pulling out a thorn out of a bundle of wool. It's impossible that it will not get caught there. And that's, I guess, the reference to the strangling where this, as it were, gets caught in his throat. Ve'ika da omri kapiture befi veshet. Some say it's like pulling a rope through the loopholes of a ship. Is that how they translate it there?
Is similar to ropes that are forced through tight holes.
Right, which is extremely painful. But Nashika, if somebody has a death by a kiss, then it's very, very easy and painless. K'meshachel benisa michalba. Then it's like just pulling out a hair out of a milk. It's just plucked out and that's that. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Le'es Metzoy Zukvura. This passage that we quoted before is referring to finding a grave. Omar Rabbi Chanina, my crow, because it says, Asmechem Elai Gil Yosisu Ki Motsu Kever. Omar Rabbi Barav Shila, Hainu Da Omri Inshi. This is what people say. Liboye Inshi Rachami. There's like a saying, a person should daven for what? He should daven liboy rachami afilu ad zibura basraisa shlemo. A person should daven for peace until the very last piece of earth is thrown upon his grave. That's what Rashi explains. He should have shalom all his life. and even the kavura until his very last moments in this world, he should always only be surrounded with shalom. Marzutra amale es mitzoy zu beis hakise. This is referring to a bathroom. Omer b'marava hod marzutra adifa mikuru. They liked Marzutra's interpretation more than anything else. As we know, in the times of Chazal, they were not fortunate enough to have homes like we have. And the bathroom was not just an additional room in the house. And on occasion, one would have to go quite far out to a field. And that's what it's saying. Le'es mitzoy zubei sakise. One has to be fortunate to be able to find a beis hakise, which I guess is in close proximity. Otherwise, it's extremely very big inconvenience, terrible inconvenience to one's life. Okay, says the Gemara. Omale Rava Lerafram Bar Papa. Rava says to Rav Papa, he says, do me a favor. Leimalon Mar Mehani Mili Ma'alaisa. Please, can you tell me some of those wonderful things, the Omrit Mishmei, the Rav Chista, B'mili de Beit Knishta. I know that you, Rafram Bar Papa, have much to say in the name of Rav Chista, all about Shul. I'd like to hear some of these wonderful statements about a Beis HaKnesses. Omalei Hochi. So he says, fine. Hochi Omar Rav Chista. My deksiv, there's a pasuk in Tehillim where it says, Oyav Hashem Shari Tzion Mikol Mishkanes Yaakov, Oyav Hashem Sha'orim Hamatsuyim Bahalocha. When it talks about this pasuk in Tehillim, Shari Tzion, and it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the gates of Tzion. Which gates are these referring to? It means those who learn halacha. Shiorim hamutzuyonim ba'alocha yoyser mi bote kneisiyos mi bote midrashis. More than shuls and places of learning. And that's the famous line. V'haynu d'omar b'chia v'rami mishmei d'ula miyoyim shechorav beis amigdosh. From the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Beis Hamikdash destroyed. Ein loy la kodesh baruch hu boilomoy elo arba amoy shel halacha bilvad. Kodesh baruch hu just has arba amoy shel halacha. Now I'm curious as to where the art scroll offer an interpretation to what this means. Do they offer anything? Do they explain anything here?
Yeah, there's a huge amount.
Yeah, there's a big note here
about the Rambam.
It says, when the temple stood, the great Sanhedrin convened in the great hall known as the Chamber of Hewn Stone and issued rulings on halacha. Their hallowed labors caused the divine presence to rest among them. After destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the divine presence rests upon any place a scholar establishes for himself to plumb the Talmud and its subsequent texts and decide the halacha. He is in the place of the Sanhedrin. That's according to the Maharsha.
Right. And that's what it means, the Daladam Shel Halacha.
And it also says, the four amos is the space commonly allotted by the sages for a single human being. Thus, four amos of Halacha signifies the location of a Torah scholar engaged in the determination of rulings. Uh-huh. There's a very long note here, very, very long. So.
Okay, we'll leave it at that for the moment. Okay, let's go back into the Gemara. But Omar Abaya, said Abaya. Meiresh, in the beginning, have a Garisna Begoy Besa. I used to learn at home. Umatzlina Bebe Knishta. But I used to daven in shul. So I used to learn at home and daven in shul. Kiven de Shamana Laha the Omar Abhir Ba'ami Mishme de Ula. But once I heard this statement that we just quoted, the Miyam Shahar Bay Samidosh Aino Lakadosh Borku Bailoma Yala Arba Amashal Allah Bilvad, then I've decided Loi have a matzlina elo heched garisna. So I decided that I must daven in the place that I study. So if for whatever reason I study at home, I should daven there as well. Why? Because if you tell me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to be found in the Dalad Amashal Alocha, so in that place of Dalad Amashal Alocha where I learn, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavi Yochel is to be found. So I should daven there. Says the Gemara of Ami Veravasi, Af al gavda have lohu tleisar be kinishta betaveria. Even though Rav Ami Ravasi actually had 13 shuls in Tveria, nonetheless, in other words, they had an enormous choice of where they could have davened. Loi matzlu elo beini amudi heched avagarsi. Yet, where did they daven? Exactly where they learned, between those pillars where they used to study. As we said before, if when a person learns, it's a very, very special sgula, or an important thing to be able to daven there. Not everybody is zeicher to that, but some people indeed learn in one place and daven elsewhere. But if you're able to daven and learn in the same place, meaning daven in the place that you learn, you see from this Gemara that that's very special. Says the Gemara, Va'oma Revchia Bar Ami, Mishmei du'ula, they said in the name of Ula, Godoil Hanhoga Miyagia Kapoi. Sorry, Godol Hanene, excuse me. Godol Hanene Miyagia Kapoi, Yoise Miyore Shomayim. A person who lives from the work of his own hands is greater than somebody who fears HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? Gabe yore shomayim, ksiv ashrei ish yore es Hashem. So it says he's ashrei. Vavilu gabe nene miyegioi, ksiv yegia kapecho kiseichel ashrecho v'toiv loch, and ashrecho bo'ilam hazeh v'toiv loch lo'ilam habo, ashrecho v'toiv loch. Or legabe yore shomayim, v'toiv loch lo'i ksiv be, doesn't say v'toiv loch legabe yore shomayim. So once again, I'm curious as to whether Art Scroll have a note, because this cannot be obviously explained. Kipshutoi, somebody who is nene from the fruits of his labor, why should he be greater than Yare Shamayim? Do they explain this in any way?
Interesting. In this, I think it's last Shabbos, is Pirkei Avos, who mentions that how fortunate a person is if he eats, he enjoys what he eats. Correct. From the fruit of his own labor.
Explain there why that's greater than Yare Shamayim. Do they have any note there?
Okay, yes. It says, one who depends on the gifts of others reduces his portion in the world to come, for he thereby uses up some of his merits in this world. Whereas one who sustains himself from his own labors and does not depend on others receives his complete portion in the world to come. That's from the Maharsha.
Yeah. Very good. Okay.
It has a very, very long note here, but that's the gist of it.
Right. Okay. Let's keep on going. Says the Gemara of Omar Abchia Ba'ami Mishmei Du'ula La'oilom Yodur Odom B'mokoim Raboi. A person should always live in the same place as his teacher. Shekolz Man Sheshimi Ben Geiro Kayom Loi Noso Shloimoi Es Bas Pare. As long as Shimi Ben Geiro was alive, Shlomi HaMelech did not marry the daughter of Pari. So you see that as long as he was alive, that was his protection, as it were, for his Talmud Shlomi. Ah, Gotanya, haven't we learned in a Braisa that to the contrary, Al Yodur, you should not live in the same place as your Rebbe. It seems to be a stira. Lo Ikasha, no problem. Why? Hod kayefle hodoloi kayefle. So look at Rashi. The sixth bottom thin line. Hod kayefle im kofu fula raboi. If he is always happy to submit to his Rebbe and listen to every word he says, lekabel teichachtoi, to be mekabel is teichacha, then yodur etzloi. Then it's a very, very good thing. If somebody is happy to accept that the Musa, sometimes a Rebbe has to give Musa to his Talmud. So if you're happy to receive that Musa, then enachanami should be close to your Rebbe, be a very healthy thing. If, however, says Rashi v'imlav, if not, then it's going to be very unhealthy because his Rebbe is going to give him Musa and he's not going to listen. If he's not going to listen, says Rashi, it would be much better to distance himself from him v'yishoigig v'aliyem ezit. At least if he's far off, he'll be a shoigig, whereas if he's close and his Rebbe gives him Musa, well, now he's considered to be amazed because he knows full well what he's supposed to be doing, but he's not going to do it because he doesn't listen to his Rebbe. So he'd be much better if he wouldn't know. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Huna bar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Mami. This is a very, very, very scary line. Mai deksiv ha'oizvei Hashem yichlu. Those who forsake HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be consumed. Do you know what this refers to? Zehamniach Sefer Torah v'yotzei. It's referring to somebody who just leaves the Sefer Torah. People do not realize how extremely chomor it is to walk out of shul in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. You're considered to be abandoning, forsaking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it says terrible things about a person like that. However, Reb Avo Nofik ben Gavra leGavra. If it's in between aliyahs, that's different, although I'm not going to launch into it now, but if you look into halacha, you'll see that even that comes with a whole bunch of conditions. So generally, one should not really leave shul at all during Kriyas HaTorah, even during the gaps, lechatchila. Boira Papa, what about bein psuka lepsuka mahu? If you're allowed to leave, says the Gemara, between aliyah and aliyah, what about leaving between one pasuk and the next? Meaning, I'm not actually leaving at the time of the Kriyas HaTorah because I'm leaving in between two psukim. So the Gemara left that b'teiku, unresolved.
Well, that's when there was a maturgamon. We don't have that today.
L'chayra.
So there's no break between psukim now.
L'chayra. Yeah. Says the Gemara, Rav Sheshes Mahader Ape Vigoris. Rav Sheshes used to turn his face to a different direction and used to learn, meaning Kriyas HaTorah was going on in the shul. They were reading from the Sefer Torah, and he used to now turn away in his corner and learn in his own corner. Omar Anan Bedidan Ve'inu Bedidu. And he used to say, fine, we're busy with what we're dealing with, and they're busy with what they're dealing with. In other words, he's saying there's no issa whatsoever in this case. Yeah, says the Gemara, Omar Rav Huna bar Yehuda, Omar Rav Ami, lo'olam yashlim odom parshiyosa v'matzibo. Says the Gemara, this is the famous halacha, that a person should always be mashlim. This is what we call shnayim mikra ve'echod targum, says the Gemara. So you should be yashlim parashiyosah. If the tzibur this week, at least here in Eretz Yisrael, are going to be reading parashas chukas, so you have a chiyuv to read parashas chukas together with the tzibur, meaning that same week, shnayim mikra ve'echod targum. Says the Gemara on the top line, va'afilu itrois v'divoin. What's so special about the words itrois v'divoin? Is Rashi Shein Boi Targum. Even though these words do not have Targum, because they're just names of places. And if they're names of places, then obviously it cannot have a Targum because it just translates exactly as to whatever it's called. Nonetheless, you've still got to read those as well. In which case, you're just going to have to read that pasuk essentially three times, or at least those words three times. Says the Gemara an incredible thing. Shekol ha-mashlim parshiyosov im ha-tzibur. Anybody who finishes the parsha with the tzibur, in other words, if you makayim this chiyuv of shnai mikra v'echot targum, ma'arichin lo yom avu shnai tzav. Then you'll be zeichet to long life. We all like skulos, and here we have a skulos.
Why is it imat tzibur?
So imat tzibur means it's got to be at the same time as the tzibur. I can't go ahead of the tzibur. I can't do shnai mikra this week or parshas bolok, because that's not with the tzibur.
Well, I was going to just ask as to whether or not when it says imat tzibur, the fact that you are reading along with the Baal Kori, is that possible too?
Yes. Shulchan Aruch says, Me'ikra Adin, for one of your mikras, you can read together with the Baal Kair. Obviously, you've got to be able to hear him at the same time. If you have a look at Tosas, have a look at the Tosas that begins with the words Yashlim Parshiyosav Im HaTzibur. You have the Tosas?
Yes.
Says Tosas, he's going to now discuss Rav Ron's question. What exactly does it mean Im HaTzibur? Says Tosas, Nire, the Kol HaShavua, the entire week, Mikiv and the Meschilin Likresa Parsha. Tahainu mi mincha Shabbos ve'eleich ad Shabbos habo. All of that is Nikres, quote unquote, im hatzibur. So from when can you start doing Shnai Mikra of Parshas Chukas? The answer is from Shabbos Mincha of the previous week. So last week, which was Shabbos Parshas Koirach, at Mincha they read Parshas Chukas. From then on until the very next Shabbos, that's called Im HaTzibur, because the Tzibur have now begun reading Parshas Chukas. But that means prior to last week, Shabbos Mincha, you could not do Chukas. Why? Because the Tzibur are not yet up to Chukas, they're still up to Koirach. V'haf al gav, says Tosas, delinyan gitin, loy nikri kama Shabbos ela meravi ve'elich. With regard to gitin, we know that the week is split up into two, the first 3 days and the last 2 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So kama Shabbos, which days do we say are before Shabbos? It's only from Wednesday onwards. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, with regard to a get, legabe, how you date a get. If you talk about the days leading up to Shabbos, then you're referring to Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. But over here, says Tosis, it's not the same. Over here, you can begin your Shnai Mikra earlier than Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, meaning all the way from the beginning of the week. In fact, all the way from Shabbos Mincha of the previous week. Says Tosas, that's when you begin, you can begin reading Shnai Mikra, as we've just said, from Shabbos Mincha. That's the beginning. When's the end? Until when do you have? So I would have assumed until next week, Shabbos Mincha. So the Zman Ashlama Yesh B'Medrash. So this is a Medrash. Gimel Dvarim Tzivor Rabbeinu HaKodesh Labonov B'Shar Shenifter. There were three things that Rebbe told his children at the time of his passing. And he said, Shaloi Toichlu Lechem B'Shabbos Ad Shetigmuru Kol HaParsha. Do not eat bread on Shabbos before you finish the parasha. Mashma, The koidem achila tzorech lashlimo. Says Tosis, the Mashmos is that lechatchila lechatchila, you should finish doing shnayim mikra by the time you sit down to have your Shabbos morning meal. However, umiu im hishlimo laachar achila shapir domi. But if you're mashdim afterwards, that's also okay. But mikol mokay mitzvah in a muvchar, the best is koidem achila. Now, as we know, in Shulchan Aruch tells us, in addition to this, that yes, lechatchila sheba lechatchila, the absolute best is to read Shnai Mikra and finish it before Shabbos lunch. If you didn't, at least make sure you finish it by when? By Shabbos Mincha. Because Shabbos Mincha, they already start reading the next parashah. If you did not do so, then the bedieved is till Tuesday of the following week. And if you didn't do so by Tuesday of the following week, then you have all the way until Simchas Torah. Because all of that can be classified as Im HaTzibur, because the Tzibur are reading the Torah and are completing it by Simchas Torah.
How do we define Shabbos Mincha here? Do we find it in terms of the minyan that you're davening with? Or the fact that you have a Mincha Gedola?
Very good question. Pashas, it goes with your minyan, the Shmira Shabbos Kehil Chasa, has a suffix about this in both directions. Meaning, imagine I've done my Shnai Mikra by Shabbos morning. After 1:30, there may be a lunchtime mincha in my shul, but I didn't daven there. Can I start doing Shnai Mikra now of the next week? Because the tzibur have begun reading the next parashah, although I wasn't there. But it's the shul that I normally daven in. What about if it's a neighboring shul? Yeah, it's a big discussion. Okay, we're going to hold it over here, and Be'ez Hashem will continue tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, be well, everybody. Cult of...
Oh, sure. Oh.